Are you looking for an app to start tracking your food intake, to start tracking your macros, your protein, your fat, your carbs, all of those things? Well, this is a question I get on the regular, and so today I'm going to be sharing with you the app that I recommend for my clients to use as they begin tracking macros, tracking their food intake, and all of that good stuff. So let's get started, and I'll share all the details about the app that I recommend. Are you tired of the diet roller coaster of losing weight and gaining it right back? Are you sick of the one-size-fits-all diets that leave you feeling like your body is broken? Are you ready to get results, maintain them, and maybe even enjoy it? In this podcast, you will find solutions to your weight loss and fitness struggles, as well as be equipped to gird yourself strength and make your arms strong as a Proverbs 31 woman. My mission is to get you to your personal fitness goals using health and fitness tools coupled with renewing your mind while being rooted in Christ. Hi, I'm Elena. I'm a wife, boy mom, beloved daughter of the king, and lover of all the C words, healthy competition, coffee, and of course, chocolate. After giving birth 3 times in 3 years to my beautiful boys, I tried to lose weight, get healthy, and get strong by following generic, restrictive diets, hoping that I'd finally find the golden ticket. My fitness journey struggles led me to learning how to create a customized plan for myself using macros, because just as God created me to have unique DNA and fingerprints, my plan should also be unique and tailored to me. I also discovered how to address the root of my fitness and weight loss woes. And mama, I am thrilled to be able to share these truly transformational pieces of the puzzle with you. If you are ready to create a plan that is effective while still enjoying your favorite foods, and if you are ready to experience true transformation in your fitness journey, then this podcast is for you. So sis, go heat up your coffee, set the kids up with a snack, grab a notebook and a pen, and get excited for the transformation that's about to begin. Happy Friday, my friends. I'm excited to bring this very practical episode to you to help you get started on tracking, or if you're looking for a new app, this is going to be a great one for you. So today is all about the tracking app that I use on my phone in order to track the intake that I have, all my calories, my protein, my fat, and my carbs. So I know I've mentioned in previous episodes that I love my spreadsheet. And I have my spreadsheet and it's got like everything housed in it, right? It's got my measurements, my weights, it's got different things about, you know, you can put notes on your menstrual cycle, how many times you worked out, things like that. And I also include my calories, protein, carbs, fat, all of those things so that I can have it in one place. And then I've got my averages also. But when it comes to day-to-day pre-logging, making a plan, and then actually tracking what you have consumed, that's where this app will come into play. So what I do is I pre-log, which basically just means, you know, if I have an idea of what I'm going to eat, if I have some sort of meal plan, I'm kind of putting it in my app, seeing where my numbers are, tweaking and adjusting them as necessary. But for that, I use an app called Macros First. So Macros First, you can, if you have, an iPhone or an Android, they have the Play Store. I think it's like the Apple Store on Apple, but go wherever it is that you get your apps for your phone, and type in Macros First. So the first thing it's going to want you to do is to create your profile. You know, that's going to have your basics, your name, email, height, weight. You can also put in like your target weight, what your goals are. You can put in your activity level, that kind of thing. And then, you know, as you keep looking in the settings of the app, you can put different goals for your macros. What's kind of cool about it is that I only have the free version. That's all I need. I think even in the free version, though, you can choose, like you can, this is not something I do, but, you know, you can adjust your macro goals and stuff like that, depending on the day. But it's got lots of different things that you can do. You can ask it to show things beyond the basics, like you can have it show water, sodium, sugar, fiber, saturated fat, iron, potassium, things like that. Lots of different options. It's got this thing that will show you like trends. For example, like if you put in your weight. Now, I primarily use this app for food related things, and I don't really put in anything else because I've got a different app that goes with my scale that I use when I weigh myself in the morning, so it tracks that. But like, you've got so many options available to you. So that's kind of it in a nutshell as far as the settings go. So you're going to want to input that information. But this is the app that I love to use, and it shows you the day. It'll show you what your macros are, and you have options to see the total that you've consumed. You can see what you have left. You have different options for like how you view it. Super, super helpful. And then I'm looking at the app now. You've got like a breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack. You can create a new meal, but it's super, super versatile. And what you can do is you can actually use the search bar to type in different things. That's one way of putting information in. You can use the barcode if you're scanning something. It doesn't have to be just processed things, but you know, like they'll have the barcodes for just about anything when you buy it in the store. I think of like Costco, you know, like let's say they've got their cherry tomatoes or something like that. You've got the barcode there. So there's a couple different options for that as far as inputting, and then it's really cool because it'll break down for you each meal. So let's say you've got your breakfast, it's going to show you individually the different items that you ate, what those looked like. It'll give you the total for that meal, and then you'll of course be able to see overall for the day what your carbs, fats, protein, and your calories were. Something that's really, really handy that I really love is that you can go to other days. Let's say you eat something regularly or you don't want to have to search for it manually or anything like that. You can copy an item from a previous day. So let's say I went back to yesterday, I copied breakfast over to today's breakfast. That was super easy, super fast. What's really nice too is that it does tend to have your like favorites or most recents at the top. If you've ever put it in, it should start populating after you put in a couple letters and it realizes what you're looking for. Super, super handy. I love having it at my fingertips, being able to see, being able to play macro Tetris as necessary, move things around. Maybe I planned on eating something and I didn't actually eat it for one reason or another. I can delete it. I can change the serving size. I can change all sorts of things. I can add in something if I wasn't expecting that. And that's going to be the main thing that I use for it. The other thing is that you can actually put in recipes. You can create meals. And you can also create food. So let's say you do like a supplement or something like that and it doesn't pop up. I'll put my protein powder in there. I put my collagen in there. And that's something that I do one time and it saves it and I don't have to do it again. I just start to type it in and it populates. It's really awesome. But this is the app. If you are new to tracking at all, what I first recommend my clients to do is to not try to make any type of goal, but just to do what they normally do, to eat what they normally do for an entire week and just track what they're eating. Because what we're looking for is we're looking for trends, like around how many calories are we eating a day, around how much protein and carbs and fat. And it's important that you have both weekdays and weekends because sometimes people have different diet habits, right? Depending on whether it's a weekday or it's a weekend. So that's the first thing that I recommend that you do is just track what you've been eating for a week. Take a look at the averages, and then that's when you can make the next step happen, which is deciding, A, what are we trying to do? As far as like what are our goals for our health, our weight, our fitness, all those things. And then you can begin starting with a starting set of macros and setting that and making that a goal for a couple weeks and seeing how your body's reacting and then tweak from there. If you are not sure where to start, maybe you've tracked for a week and you know what you want to do. You are just looking for some help in setting your starting macros, definitely reach out. I'd love to help you out. That's something that I do for my clients all the time. I can definitely help. But this is a great app to use, even if you're just getting started used to tracking. Great, great practice. Super user-friendly. Super easy. There's a couple setup steps. But really, for the most part, very, very easy. You can manipulate things pretty easily, find things easily, add your own things. You do it once and it's going to be there forever, right? I hope this episode was helpful for you. This is definitely one of those tools that I recommend my clients use, is this Macros First app. And I would love to hear what you're using. If you're not using Macros First, or you have another one that you like, I'd love to hear what it is and what the pros and cons are for it. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. I will see you guys on Tuesday. Thanks, sis, for spending time with me today. I hope that you are blessed by the value, encouragement, or action steps that we discussed in today's episode. If you are inspired, challenged, or learned something new that is helping you, would you do me a favor and share this episode? Together, let's help other mamas get the breakthrough and the transformation they've been dreaming of. And I would be incredibly grateful if you could take 30 seconds right now, scroll down to the bottom in Apple Podcasts, and leave me a review. This helps me to know if you're liking the show, it helps other ladies find the show too, and I am blessed every time I hear your story and experience. Don't forget to connect with me on IG and Facebook, and be sure to join my free community on Facebook at Transformational Weight Loss for Moms. You'll also want to check out my website at transformationalweightlossformoms.com. This is where you'll find other resources and current programs for when you're ready to dive deep and work together to create your transformation story. Until next time, I pray you gird yourself with strength while renewing your mind and transforming your faith and fitness as you partner together with God.